Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, Ty Cline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Hunt moves to third. Cline moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt takes first base on ball four. Cline moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cline hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lanier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Santo reaches second base with a double. Alou throws the ball into Lanier, who tags Santo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kessinger scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to Sadecki covering. Safe. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips who is chasing the ball. Cline reaches third base with a triple. Bonds scores. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cubs. Phil Regan now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein scores. One out. It's 7-5, Cubs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hart reaches second base with a double. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. Nate Oliver pinch runs for Jack Hyatt. Willie Mays pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Reagan, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Barton now catching. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds bunts towards the mound. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to home to get Bonds. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.